I'd like to welcome everybody to our October 15th Commissioners Court meeting. Let the record reflect for the time being. We have all the commissioners here, and we do have a quorum. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask that you move to number three. Ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance and then a word of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Right here for me. Father, thank you for this day and how you deal in our lives. Father, thank you for loving us and reaching out to us and all that we do. Just help us always turn our eyes and hearts to you. Go with us as we make decisions today for the county. Go with our other leaders, help for the state and our nation. Lord, thank you for all you do for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Item number four, public comments.
I do not have any.
Sergeant, can you come up to the podium?
I'm sorry, I was late.
You had brought me a thing. I figured out a way we can do this. You were here to talk about reserving the shelter for a benefit for the family of Trooper Jerry Adamic on October 25th.
Yes, sir.
My folks have contacted maintenance, and I believe it's available that day. It's not on the agenda to vote, but it does. This is a piece of real estate, and there is a section in executive session that deals with matters concerning real estate. I'm going to adjourn at some point, talk to the DA about it in amongst us, and then under 19 we can come back and vote on this item. I'm quite sure I'd be willing to bet my last dollar it's all going to be unanimous, but that's how we're going to, because you want to have it before we meet again.
I'm here at the request of Jerry's mom.
No.
I talked to DP, Judge, and he said that date was available.
Yeah.
I think Mark did too.
We did too. So.
See, well,
yeah.
That's how big of a deal it is for us.
Yeah.
So we're going to get it done.
Anyway, we'll here when we go into executive session, we'll run in there and do that, talk about it, and then come out, and then we can act on it. And I'm telling everybody what we're doing exactly. I don't think we've got a person in the room that is opposed to us doing what we can to have a benefit for that family.
Yes.
In this building.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. And I figured you got bad guys to go catch. You're welcome to hang around, but I was trying to accommodate.
No, well, if that's it, I've got a bunch of scheduling to do, and we've got a possible crowd control stuff to plan for Saturday. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we want you on top of that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
Don't let me forget to do what I just said we were going to do. No other.
You don't buy it, do you?
Not the first.
Well, let's move down to item number five. Announcement, possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken. I don't remember being approached. Usually when we have events on the county property or the courthouse grounds, the courts approach it for no other reason to let us know there's going to be something going on. But riding to work this morning, I listened to Metro Fair. I once bought a pretty good little aluminum boat on Metro Fair. Anyway, I listened to that, so I'm listening, and there was an announcement about an event going on, and I'm not trying to publicize the event, but I'm just telling you it ain't nothing that court sanctioned or anything, but there'll be some type of a protest type event 9:30 Saturday.
Same with that last time?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I hate I missed it.
We had a, let me finish.
Okay.
We had a, I was out of, out of state, but I understand we had a great event out at St. Jude's 30th anniversary, and I think they topped $1 million. That's pretty impressive for a little old county like San Jacinto to raise $1 million over a course of time for to help fight cancer.
I was there and attended, and Gary and Glenda Dean for 30 years have had that fundraiser out there at Browder, and they had previously raised $1 million, and this time $87,000 in that day.
Wow.
It started with Gary Dean and Billy Wilkerson.
This is their last year as well, because
yes,
they're tired.
That's right.
They've done a lot of
And Gary's moving to Louisiana.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard that.
He has a collection of guitars, if you ever get a chance, you need to go look at.
They auctioned one
of them. Huh?
Oh, really?
They auctioned one of them.
Yeah. Gary Dean's a good people, man. We're going to lose a fine citizen precinct, too.
Wow.
Where's Mr. McCoppin and them at today, I wonder?
Dieter has surgery.
I know Mr. Dieter.
He's good. He left me a LinkedIn message. He's doing good.
I think, didn't McCoppin get a job somewhere, I think?
Huh? I thought this was his job.
Yes,
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did have to.
Well, I hope they're doing okay.
I didn't know.
I could be wrong, but I seem to remember hearing something about him getting a job.
So,
computers,
having
internet stuff, something.
So again, on the October 25th, there's going to be a benefit here in this building for the family of Trooper Jerry Adamic, who just recently lost his life responding to a call in the south end of the county.
Fine man.
Yeah, barbecue benefit. So I know
Fox
what I'm going to be doing on the 25th.
What are the hours for that?
It doesn't say.
It does.
More information to come.
If I find out, y'all know I'll be sharing.
They just bought that new house out there by Fritz where you used to own that land on 1514 there.
Really?
What was the doctor built the house?
Goodness.
You know where the big stone house is sitting there right past 30?
Yeah.
There's the next road, that little asphalt lane that goes up there. That doctor built that house up in there years ago.
I know where you're talking about, but I don't know.
They just bought it a month prior to that.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I know the our extension agent lives up a similar road right there.
You know where the big stone house is? The big stone house right there on the hill when you go past?
Yeah.
3128.
You're coming from the other end.
I'm coming from Cold Springs.
Yeah.
You go past the big stone house, right past 3128.
Yeah.
Right past it's a lane. There's a little yellow house kind of on the corner, right before you get to Hughes Road.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where they said that doctor lived at one time.
Pharmacist.
Well, the big stone house was Niccolo's place.
What was he?
Niccolo owned a Ford dealership for years in Cleveland.
Boring town. He was a pharmacist.
David Bourne was.
That's whose house he bought.
Yeah. He had David Bourne had the pharmacy for
a month prior to that.
Wow. About 10 acres back then.
16.
Wow. 16, that's right.
Well, why didn't you say he's looking for a aluminum boat?
Oh, I bought one years ago. Mark and I were coming.
For the pond. I know what you bought it for.
Luke.
You bought it to put in that pond, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say something?
Well, you can't get too many good aluminum boats. I'll get with you.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody remember that. That ought to be a good event.
It is.
A very worthy cause.
Yes.
Anything else going on in the near future? We got on the 4th of November, we'll have a constitutional election. I think there's a school bond election and so on and so forth. They got lots of huge improvements planned, and I'll bear that in mind.
Early voting starts the 20th.
Early voting starts the 20th? I guess it does.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's next week.
What are they building, schools, or what are they going to, anybody know?
They're going to improve all the campuses.
They're going to try. There you go. Right.
I'm just
going
to say, I want the money for road park.
$42 million.
That's a big number.
45.
All right. We don't have anything else under item 5. Let's move down to this one. Ought to be a no-brainer. Number 9, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve declaring burn ban. I've declared a burn ban, but it only lasts for 7 days. And I don't know about anybody else's place, but it's...
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Natuno. So how long are we talking
30
about?
30 days, huh? Normal, 30?
You got a crystal ball? Until the rain?
I was asked that question, and I'm like, well, it has to rain, so I don't know. Yeah. I thought they were
joking.
I do it. Do it until the next court. That'd be safe.
There you go.
Just put it on again.
Yeah,
that'll work. Oh, my man, look at that. 2 weeks from today.
Listen, we can always cancel it. I think I can cancel it, but if you want to make it 30 days, that way.
It don't matter. I mean, we'll wait the next court if you want to, Judge, whoever. But it is dry.
It may rain early next week.
So. Oh, that's Mr. King. That's Joe Bradford's buddy. Yeah, you chose, buddy.
Can we do 30 days?
That's fine. I'll second that, 30 days.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Any comments, questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 5-0. Stop right now and take care of this. So I must have dropped it when I carried it over here. Oops, you brought it over here. I need an order for this burn ban. Yeah, something for all of us to sign. There's no order for us to sign. All right, 30 days.
Oh, I thought this was over.
30 days.
I think the time deal works best.
Item number 10, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve funds to advertise for the 22nd annual Pitchin in the Pines Bucking Bulls event. Mr. King?
I'm Mike King. I live out in Pine Valley. I've been holding this New Year's Day event for 22 years, and kind of a family event. That's what we want it to be, but the community has supported us greatly in the years past, and we travel around and put on bull ridings and rodeos around the country and state, and all these other committees and stuff have brought to my attention about the hotel occupancy taxes available primarily for advertisement to sponsor tourism, to bring in people from out of the county into the county. And I just know from the past years, the motel here has been full, the sunny houses have been full, we use a couple bread and breakfasts. We've also reached at Hunt, they go to Huntsville, they go to New Waverly, but we've been very blessed to bring people into the county for the weekend. They spend their money eating whatever, you know, we got. And I was just going to check on the availability of this hotel occupancy tax, because I know it's for tourism to bring people in. And I'm not requesting any amount of money at this time. I just want the Commissioner Court to look into it and see what y'all can do, if you can do anything. And, you know, I would be open to partner with the fair here and maybe putting up a billboard, because that's kind of been on my mind, is put on a billboard either on 59 or 45 or somewhere, and just bring attention that we have this weekend available, and we could do something maybe with the fair here too. You know, maybe you have a joint billboard, but this is just something on my mind. I'm not pressing anybody with it, but I've looked into it, and
you know, the Economic Development Board could help you out some too on some of that stuff.
Right.
And we have one of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, we have one.
I'm not 100% sure, but there is guidelines for this. So, I mean, we just need to look into the guidelines and see what it includes, because I know that there's a lot of communities that use this, and I'm pretty sure something to do with being adjacent to Walker County. There's state funds available that the county can get as well. And I've learned this by just researching it. So, I mean, I'm not a.
So what did Walker County do, if any?
What?
What did Walker County do, if anything?
Oh, I'm not saying they've done anything.
I'm asking, did they? That's what I'm asking.
I'm just saying what, because I just looked at the state website, and it said that any county adjacent to Walker County.
I know, but you said it promoting in Walker County, promotes stuff in Walker County. Did Walker County do anything also? That's what I'm asking.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say you did. I'm asking, did they? Are they going to?
Oh, I haven't looked into it. Now? This is my okay. Community here. I mean,
and the city of New Waverly?
No, I'm just saying that they use the bed and breakfasts there in New Waverly.
I'm just asking, did you go there too?
No, I haven't gone anywhere. These are my people here. This is where I'm going. I mean, if either yes or no, it's like, you know, I'm not trying to push the envelope.
Yeah. I appreciate you enlightening us, because I had no idea that we could use it for this kind of stuff.
Well, economic development, they like to couch it with putting heads in beds or something like that. It's been around for a pretty good little while, but we really hadn't had much revenue, because there's just not a bunch of hotels around here until the lovely and delightful Trett County Treasurer, Miss Dee Dee, they dove into this a couple of years ago and figured out a way that we've contracted with we've got software that we've gotten, and this firm tracks this, and our revenue went from whatever it was, a few thousand to probably around 100,000, something like that. And this just happened in the last year or so. And I think I've told you when you first mentioned this that right now we're kind of committed to, as economic development, we feel like enhancing this park down here for the kids. There's nothing for the kiddos to do. And it's not too far of a stretch to think if a family's looking around for a place to move and move into the community, they might look and see what parks are out here. So I think it's a good thing,
I don't want to knock that. I don't want to knock that in the head either. I mean, I'm just putting it out there. This hotel occupancy tax, it's got two criteria it's got to meet, and it's not one of them isn't to enhance the community. It's to bring in people from the community, people from outside the community. And that's all I'm saying. Y'all can say no, I'm gone. It's no big deal.
You're the first person that's ever come in my, I've been up here since 98, and you're the first guy that showed up. So we, I don't want to say we have no process for application, but we're working on creating an application
form. The state
form
has the forms and stuff that you're supposed to fill out, and there's criteria, other criteria too that's got to be met. You know, anything that goes up has to be approved by the committee. I don't even know if y'all have a committee, or Commissioner's Court is the committee. But I mean, it all, there's a, there, we're it's all the, written down how it's supposed to go down. And that's all I'm saying is if I could get somebody to look into it, and that's all I'm asking.
I'll talk to people over at Shepherd and my ESD, and I'll visit with them on some stuff about that.
The application process, developing one, has already been some work done on it. I got some stuff right here.
We got homework.
Okay.
Yeah, we got homework. We got to read it and go over it, and then the court would have to establish our application process. And
yeah, I'm just here to bring it to make everybody aware that there's this hotel tax is out there, and we can apply to get state help too. I'm not just saying, hey, I know that we're in a county that is limited, but at the same time, we don't have to do it today.
I'm not sure we could, at this point, no further ahead than we are in the application process, just vote to sponsor your, just your event with the billboard.
We got time. It's not until January.
He got billboard.
Is that, well, we may have time.
You know that?
Well, and I looked into it, and those billboards are a little more, a little more expensive than I thought and I've talked to Mr. Sweeney here, and he's got a little more insight into the billboard situation than I even knew. So,
is this a are you a nonprofit farm? Or are you feeding your family out?
Well, I wish I was feeding my family.
Well, is it a non? Is there any? Do you have nonprofit status, or this just
no,
a commercial?
No, sir. I'm not a nonprofit status. I got I got a DBA for Pitching in the Pines. We're at the county. We're registered with the county here, and I'm pretty sure one of the other criteria is that there has to be a bank account established for Pitching in the Pines just for the hot tax. Basically, we know where it's going. We know that it's not going in my pocket because at the end of the day, Pitching the Pines has been going on for 22 years, but I've had to get in my pocket to make it work, and that's the God's honest truth. And I'm going to continue to do it because it's what my family does, and I'm just asking if it's available. That's all I'm doing.
We'll look at it. I'll talk to them over there too. But y'all might not know Mr. King. He's the one who Joe Bradford rides the bull. That's his.
That's Joe Bradford.
And all the parades.
That's Joe Bradford's bull.
Well, I mean.
The one he rides in the parade, yeah, I've seen the bull.
That's his.
Joe Bradford's bull. I have carried that bull around. They've got videos with millions and millions of likes on that video.
Yes.
And Bill has a bullying program that we go out to schools and he's got a couple books in his name. The bull, Bill's no bullies. The bull, and we do a bullying campaign with the schools and such like that. So, and my family alone goes to 85 something events a year across the state of Texas, including out of state, maybe Las Vegas. I don't know. So they have a little rodeo there once a year too. But I'm just saying, whatever we can do. If we can't, hey, I'll help out, make the county better. I just want to bring to attention that the tax is available, and I've talked to several rodeo committees that use it and depend on it. And whether I get it or whether I don't, we need to use it for something.
I'll look into it over there. I'll talk to my people and just see if there's something they can do.
We've been using it, I mean, some, but we hadn't really, it hadn't been a significant amount. We would donate to the Chamber of Commerce and disperse it out through them.
There's a lot of places that need it in Cold Springs, and I'm glad to see improvements, so that's all I got to say about it.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank y'all.
All right.
I'm out of here, guys.
Be careful.
Have a good day,
thank you.
You and Joe don't get it, no mischief.
I obviously didn't know what I was talking about, Donnie.
Huh?
I obviously didn't know what I was talking about.
I asked where he was at.
Item number 11, consideration discussion and should say possible vote of adding Weber Construction to the 2025-2026 bid list.
That stuff on the 59 project, I didn't think that I would make it in time this morning, so I made all y'all a little letter. I don't know if y'all had time to read it or not.
Yeah.
I think Caroline gave a copy to Margie and everybody.
I guess they got one. I ain't seen
I mean, if the audience wants one where it's transparent, they're more than welcome.
Seriously. Oh, this is it. This is it. This is it. I don't know.
Here you go. Just pass him out. Give Ray a copy because he's the chief editor. You all right?
Weber is the contractor on
for
the 59.
For TxDOT.
For
TxDOT.
And they are not on our bid list right now.
No, they are not.
And that's what we need to try.
But
to
this project might not. It might be 2 or 3 months down the road. It might be 4 months down the road. I don't know yet.
But we already got all our bids in from our other.
I know.
Okay.
I know. But this is kind of like a unique thing that comes up once and you'll never get the opportunity again.
Right.
You know, it's just, so I'm not trying to pass nothing over on nobody. I don't.
I appreciate you bringing it up ahead of time.
Yeah.
It has happened.
I know.
And they just went ahead and made a deal and then got us in a little jam.
I don't want that.
No, we don't want to do it.
I don't want to do that.
So do we have time just to go out for bids and let them submit a bid, whatever the bid is?
Oh, yeah. That's a bid.
That's probably the safest thing to do.
Well, I mean, I'll get with them and get them to
advertise for recycled asphalt again.
Except
whoever bids. That's all you get in recycled asphalt.
Yeah.
What if I said it might
I don't know. It might be some base material, too. I don't know. He supposed to get me an answer. He was going to talk to. It will be reclaimed.
You don't have the exact of what this product is going to be yet, because that would be the caveat out there. If we had to go to bid, it's not on the bid list that we've already opened all the bids for and we have in-house, right? So if it's going to be reclaimed or we've kind of been through this before one time.
Oh, no. No. No.
Well, I think with Adams Construction or whatever the name was, it was a... This stuff just comes up. You're right. It's not like we're digging this out of the ground.
No.
And they get these jobs, and they end up with millings. Then they become available.
That's right. And you got to, and they don't wait on you because they got people standing in line to buy this stuff.
Right. Right.
So that's why I want to put it on there now because I know it might be a couple months or.
Is there a way to come up with a category for that so we can have that on the bid in the future?
And sure.
People may not bid on it all, but it's. Reclaimed or
why not just have them rebid?
Well, that's
well,
what
they never bid.
Have them bid and then add them.
Yeah, I will.
Well, as long as everybody sit out.
So I'll make a motion to go out for bids for recycled asphalt and recycled bank.
All right, yeah.
And then you contact Weber.
I'll find out.
Send them.
I will. But I just want to get it out there now.
He's got time.
Yeah, I got time, but I got Daniel's stuff. I'll talk to Daniel today when I leave.
Well, kind of the same subject matter. You're talking about your deal with Weber Construction. Don't you have a road use agreement you need to get?
Yeah. That's on Higgins. That's it. Okay.
But it's with the same bunch.
Yes. Okay, what Weber done was over there off Higgins, we just redone the road over off Higgins, and they're putting in a dirt pit, and it's going to be like, I think it's 12 acres, and it's going to be about 30 foot deep, so they're going to haul a lot of dirt out of there. And we just redid that road, and I made them do a road use agreement with me. If they tear up the road, we estimated it a $60,000 repair, and they'll sell the rejuvenated asphalt to me at $2 a ton for that project because they're the ones going to be tearing up the road. But on the other stuff they're getting, they're going to sell to me at $18 a ton. They're trading the $60,000 for the road damage.
This is something you've negotiated for the last
5 or 6 months.
5 or 6 months. Oh, and
what'd y'all pay for that road a mill when y'all bought it last Christmas?
It's like $40 a yard.
$22
delivered. Because they're going to damage the road and you have negotiated deal where
compensation.
They're going to compensate you for the road, and instead of compensating you at $40,
$2.
They're putting their best foot forward.
That's right.
They're going to let you have it for $2.
That's right.
In trade.
That's right.
Why can't you not put all these millings in there, Judge?
What?
Why can't you not put it in the road use agreement that, hey, this is part of the road use
agreement?
That's
what we did.
And we get this.
That's what it is, right there.
What's the purpose of the bid then?
I give Judge the road use agreement, but it states in there what they did.
For a certain amount. They got more, though. They're not going to give everything they got, but we want to
cut
the additional milling. So this is kind of like a... Miss Margie, what do you call that when it's such a unique deal that it's not
offered?
Oh, one of them auditor type words.
Circumstance.
Emergency circumstances. It's one of those things that you can't get anywhere else at the time.
Right.
Yes, it's unique, and so you can do that.
That ain't
not the word you want.
what I'll do is
fits under that category, though.
I'm gonna get Daniel. I'll get with Daniel, meet you and Daniel.
Judge, I'll second
and we'll
that.
Put it out for bids.
Mars
that
already did.
We'll that way to stop it.
Mars already did.
Mars already did.
I second it.
So what's the motion? Are you including approving the road use agreement in here?
Yes. We're going to send it out for bids on the material, Judge. I'll get with Daniel Weber.
Whoever made them, can you restate the motion? So
the motion is to go out for bids for recycled asphalt and reclaimed base.
And I second it.
And to put this in there where they're going to get you $2 a ton to repair the $60,000 worth of damage y'all anticipated.
Yes.
Which is contained in this road use agreement.
That's right.
In this letter.
All right. Got that?
I second it.
Most of it, yes.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Mars.
You got one. You got a letter. Yeah.
Road use agreement with Weber.
Donnie, how much of the millings can we get on?
Oh, that entry? Was one more thing that he was talking to me about. He wanted first right of refusal on it. So he's not going to share. He said he didn't want to share with me or
I don't ever share that with me.
We have more roads.
Stop a minute, Luke. Just stop. Let me ask a question, Luke.
Yeah.
How much of that material you let me have?
Y'all said y'all want to come over some of it. Come get it.
What?
How many times did y'all offer to come get it, and then you didn't want any of it?
You know why?
I said, you asked for it. You asked for it. And he said, I don't want it.
Okay. I'm still stating the motion. To approve road use agreement with Weber and which includes compensation for damages $2 a yard. Yeah. Well, you're getting it. He's still got to put it down and all that. So they're doing it so they don't have to come out and fix it themselves.
I don't have the funds.
Or pay somebody else to fix it. It's not just the $2. There's a lot of labor. And we're going to go out for bid for the... What is it? Wrap? They call it wrap.
Recycled asphalt.
Recycled asphalt.
And recycled base.
Yes, and recycled base. If they have any. Hey, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Think we want to get general fund to pay for all this?
Come on, man.
Really, it is.
Recycle asphalt.
Any other is going to pay for it.
Uh-oh. Huh?
It is paying for it. The money we got on the budget is going to pay for that last year.
That's good.
That's what.
You're right. Any other comments? All in favor? I got to bring this to a close. Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
Thank y'all. Crystal.
You're welcome.
So is this the one you want to see?
Yes.
Okay. What is this 15 acres? Is that they have a yard out there or something? Is that where they're getting digging this material from?
No, do you know the guy Victor? Have you heard that name before over there off Sherwood? Okay. Anyways, they're digging it. It's basically in Sherwood, but Red Road's closer, so they're coming off. They're going. It's on that guy Victor's property. It's a private piece of land.
I see.
They're basically digging.
They're having to come across Red Road to get
yes.
to it.
Yes. They're coming
and
off
they
Higgins.
They know they're going to tear it up. That's why
yes,
you.
That's right. They're coming down Higgins off Red Road. And that's the very first road we can turn a Red Road to the left.
Trying to make sure all the blanks are. They've got little arrows that go to the blanks. I see.
They're coming down Miss Margaret's old road, Judge.
She'd be proud.
That's pretty low.
Oh, yeah.
Special requirements agreed to be performed by.
Right there in the curve. They're going down the straightaway. They're not going around the S curves. They're going there to the left, right?
So when they damage the road, you're going to get this material and then you're going to be the one doing the fixing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm hoping I do about 5 or 6 roads. Huh? Where's David at now? Where's David living?
I don't know.
Last time I seen him, he was living at this motel over here, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know where he's from.
This thing says Notary Public, but I
just scratch that out.
I'm gonna put County Clerk.
Sounds good to me.
Who's looking at?
State Insurance.
Oh. Yeah. I did my due diligence. That's all I can make a recommendation for. Because I don't know enough about it. You know, there's something that I don't know enough about.
What are you going to do about?
I'm not even sure. There's a few of you open that. I can imagine that. How do you do it? Huh?
So it ended up being 2 places, I guess. I hope. Wow, did I miss this?
I'm supposed to throw it down. Getting to the job and moving back down.
We had a place for you to sign back here. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I might have. Do you have another page?
No, I'll get one. It'll be all right. I'll get you one.
I thought it was for me. I think that's for them.
It is. I'll get you another. I'll get you a copy today. Sit over.
I've signed the other part.
Yeah, I'll get you a copy.
Okay.
Signed. It ain't got to be done right now. I mean, I just, you know, we voted on it, but I'll get you signed.
Yeah, they may want to tweak that a little bit. All right.
So do you want me to give this to Donnie? So he can get that other page.
Yeah, you're going to have to. That page, I kind of made a uh-oh on the other page.
Okay.
That guy's signature needs to be notarized.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I'm going to ask you to sign nothing that I wouldn't sign myself. Yeah, we're going to all go down in the same boat.
On what?
I'm just, the burn ban. I handed it to her and I hadn't signed it. And give me that.
Mars is rowing.
No, you got a new boat. Boy, your pen. I don't know what did mine.
That's not it, it's a pencil.
I don't have mine somewhere. What are you giving me to sign?
I'm not yet.
I'm confused today.
Mm-hmm. That's that agreement.
Item number 12, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the renewal of the 2026 County Choice Silver Retiree Insurance. Did this slip through the cracks or something?
No, sir. This is actually the first time that this is going to be coming up for the court. This was voted on back in April for the County Choice Silver to start and be effective as of April 1st. So this is just the very first renewal for this County Choice Silver retiree.
Well, if we've
coverage.
Never done it, it's not really a renewal then, is it?
We have done it. It was voted on in April.
No, it was voted on in January, but we implemented it in April.
Correct.
It's just up for renewal.
Okay,
that's where y'all stole my pen over here.
So it works as similar as the county group health coverage for the employees. They have a renewal that's similar that they go out for renewal every year for it.
So we have currently package one.
Yes. And what I noticed that looking in the packet, it's a little bit confusing. I talked to the commissioner, and it wasn't clearly laid out as the option that you're looking at in the renewal is only the option that you are currently in right now. I did bring the old packet just so that you could see the other options that were offered back in January. So the sheet that I have within the packet that has the numbers broke down is just the option one that we're currently in.
Any changes to that option one, please?
The rates have changed. So the first pre-65, I put there in front of you the 25 and 26. Those columns just showing what are currently rates are in comparison to what the county would put forth towards that premium, and then what the retiree would be paying if they were pre-65. That was also something that wanted to be clear and laid out. This is separate from the County Trust Silver, but also is looked at as a part of the retiree benefit. The next one that's laid out is just going to be the County Trust Silver monthly rates, the 25 and 26 column there. The retiree medical plan is the 279.08. That was the current plan that we're on now. They're now proposing that rate to be 298.51, which makes it about a $20 difference for that particular plan.
Let me cut you a second on that.
Sure.
I'm looking at all the numbers here, and I'm not seeing much more than that on any of these plans that have gone up. So as a county that's paying the bill, we're, that was $20, the med plus the drug was on there. The next one over is, what, $40? $30, $31. So I just want to, for me, my small mind here, I just want to see how much difference is in there versus.
Sure.
Well, just keep in mind that the county's only going to contribute $400 to that plan. So anything that's above $400, the retiree has to pay.
Yeah. But to us, it's only going up, well, if it's over four, like the next one in.
And once you let it run out, if you don't pay any extras, it's done.
The Medicare coverage, the employee is going to pay about 20, 30 bucks more on that one. That's over $427, right? So we're going to pay 400, they're going to have to pay 27 bucks.
In yeah.
So before, you didn't have to pay that.
No.
That don't
well, work. If they, and I know this is a lot to wrap your mind around, and I'm new to the plan itself, so I'm still learning stuff as we ask questions and move forward with this. But the retiree medical plan, the county pays $400, but if they just select that retiree medical plan, they will actually have nothing out of pocket because the county contributes $400.
Right.
So there will be nothing out of pocket for the retiree. Now, when you move down to the retiree medical plan and the prescription plan, if they choose to elect that plan,
right,
that's when you'll see a difference that the retiree will then be out of pocket more money if they were to elect both the prescription and the medical plan together.
And that's what I was looking at. How
yes.
much more?
Is that plan A or is that plan?
That's under our current option one. All
yes.
of these plans that we're looking at is what you currently have adopted. And what I've seen in the old packet, and I have that here if you want to look at it, Commissioner.
Donnie.
And this is a different from what they have in the renewal. But package one, when you look down, the package one
sure.
is what you currently
it's basically the same as what we basically got
it's
now.
It's just not showing the other packages on
sure.
the new renewal.
Sure.
Okay.
So I talked to, I called a couple of medical providers yesterday, and I talked to her about it too, and I sent them. God, I had a brain lapse.
Tanya,
and so I called a couple of medical providers that do these billings on these stuff like this. You know, that's all they do is the billing. And I sent them over this stuff, and I asked them to look at it and tell me what they would recommend. And they said they would recommend package A. Or one.
It's the medical plan.
Yeah.
Just the medical plan itself.
Yeah, that's what they told me.
Right.
They said because the silver advantage plan, she said if you have something that's really catastrophic like heart or cancer.
That Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, it doesn't
yes.
cover a lot of that stuff.
That's the third
yes.
on the column. It's looking at the graph with the numbers. That's the third one, the Medicare Advantage PPO.
Yes.
And that's just all of that together, the medical, the prescription.
Law.
And then it also has, you'll see the page about Manage My Health. There's a lot of extra bells and whistles that come with
yes, the
Medicare Advantage.
That's what I said. Yeah, the law stuff on there.
Yes,
and
so a lot of extras. So what the retiree is looking at when they come in to take a look at the option one, those three different options they can do. They have to decide for themselves what's going to be the best plan
sure.
for myself, depending on
the money.
How healthy they are, how many prescriptions they are on monthly, things like that. So they have to take those into considerations and look at the different outlines of what the coverages are with the medical, prescription, and the Medicare Advantage.
Select all of them, let them pick.
We've looked over this.
Yes.
We're just renewing
yes.
this.
Yes. So it's just a renewal. And what Andrea Walker, the young lady with TAC that I deal with on this, she said that generally people may not go for the Medicare Advantage. They may only select the medical or the medical and the prescription. not a whole lot of people do select the other one, but it is within the, a package that's adopted, so we're still offering that. It's just up to them whether they're going to choose one of those options.
Do we have to pick a particular one?
I think no, sir.
The thought so, down the table here is to pay $400 and let the person pick whichever one they can afford.
Yes, so this packet, the way they presented it, is just either we're moving forward with the current option that we've already adopted as of in January to start in April,
okay,
or if we want to go back to the table, look at the other options and see if we want to change. And that's why they didn't include the two and the three options in there, because we adopted it this year.
So I'm good with the package A, but I do have a question on the billing. I didn't see the billing schedule on our regular health insurance. Did they offer it there?
It's a split bill.
I see that now.
Yes.
But I didn't see that on like the
renewal?
On the health care, the regular health care, county health care.
I'm not sure I'm understanding.
Because the county health care, we have somebody now that's taking
pre-65, yes.
Yes. So was this elected on it? I know that, but
okay.
Did we have the option to select billing them for the overage?
Well,
like we do on this
do,
one?
But then I think there's an extra fee for that, and we've not ever adopted that in the past that I know
okay.
of.
Okay. So that may be something we need to look at to help alleviate some work on y'all's behalf. Right?
We can definitely.
So this is
that.
Right here. I didn't know that they could bill them directly.
Yes, but completely different beast package in itself. Those are separate, but
but they're still retiree people. People
yes.
that if they don't pay the premium, they get cut off.
Right. I would have to ask that question to see if they can separate that, because they're basically in the same group as our county employees. I don't know if they could separate that and just bill just those retirees.
So which one would y'all want us to click check on here? Direct billing?
So it would be the split bill.
Y'all would prefer the split bill?
That sends
the bill to the retiree and says
they would pay that premium to them. We would have nothing to.
So I guess they would notify you pretty quick if they didn't pay.
Yes, sir.
Because when you get like Fritz's age, you know, a lot of things you forget.
That's right.
We send them a letter. No. We also make phone calls to them to remind them that it needs to be paid or whatever. I don't think that they would get that kind of service on that side.
Make a motion.
Kind of baby them and whatnot and say, hey, just let you know it's coming up.
Package A?
But with the split bill, you don't do that.
Huh? With packet A?
Yes.
Packet
one?
Yes. Package one with the split bill.
Yeah.
And I'll second that.
With the split bill?
Yes.
That was the
do you have to change that to split bill?
Well, it's an option to check right here.
Yeah, it's an option. You know, they can do whatever, according to how much money they want to spend.
Correct?
Under that package one. Yeah.
So we just basically, we're still
just the option of whether it's.
Yeah.
So we're not changing it. We're doing it package one.
Judge.
So do you want any motion? You got to tell them to split. They want the split bill at the back page.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the retiree gets a bill for the overage above the $400. They don't have to come and give the treasurer a check for $25, and then the treasurer
deposits it straight
to the company.
That's where the
retirees.
That's where it ought to be.
So what happens when we send the $400 and they don't pay their end?
So with the $400, with the pre-65, or the County Choice Silver?
The County Choice Silver.
County Choice Silver.
Or both.
I have not been in that situation just yet. We don't have anyone currently on the plan.
I know.
I've had inquiries, but.
I know four or five that have inquired about, you know,
right,
different things.
Right.
A couple of ladies at the tax office over there.
That is something you're right. You have to take into consideration if we pay for our part and they don't pay theirs, do we get a reimbursement? Because then
they're dropped.
That is.
Well, they're dropped for one.
They're dropped.
But we still paid our part. Yeah. So we got to find out if we get that money back.
I can definitely find that.
Well, y'all can figure that out.
Sure.
So, is anybody ready to make a motion?
See, they did.
I didn't say on the split payment on there because I'm still not seeing that that's outside of.
So if you retire, we're only going to pay $400.
No, I got that.
And if it's $500, the company is going to bill you for that $100.
No, I got
that. Not have to go, you don't have to give them $100.
But do they not check that on when they take package one? How they're going to, you guys make a
decision.
That's
what the court adopts and decides, and that was what was decided in January.
Yes.
We're just deciding whether you still want to continue to do that.
And the way you decided in January was to
split.
So we're just basically.
It didn't start till April, wasn't it?
Started in April.
Yes, started in April.
Where?
We adopted it in January, but it didn't start till April.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So, Mark, you're wanting to split it?
No. They're recommending that we split the bill. With the retiree. In other words, the retiree pays that on their own.
What option they pick, plan one is the same as all of them. It's just according to what options you want on there is what it's going to cost you, correct?
Right.
I mean, you can add the whole thing to plan one if that's what you want. But you'll have to pay the rest of the difference.
The split billing he's talking about is a change.
The split billing is going to go.
I don't know why we have to put it in the motion.
Well, it's because it's in the form.
So we're just redoing it.
Yeah. Right. It's just a renewing the form. And currently, we're under the option one, which you're looking at, and currently under the split bill option.
And that's all I'm asked. I'm
right.
Motion to
the motion
that.
Is to renew and keep the current plan.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct.
Yes.
And also the form they presented says split bill. Invoice will be sent to the group for employer subsidy and Hamlin's will send invoice to retiree for their portion. They're not going to be sending a bill if they just take something that's under $400.
Correct.
Do I have a second?
A second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney, a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any other questions or comments? We're going to renew and keep the current plan. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
Which one is that? So y'all all went to, I missed the sale, so did anybody buy a pig? Do I owe anybody for a fourth of a pig or
I'm barely getting by to payday because I spent all my money on Buckle Special Rodeo.
And if so, when do I pick up my sausage?
Get your possum couch up.
I won half a steer in a raffle though.
Good for you.
Point half.
Halfway about 700, almost $300.
Oh,
half a steer. That's good. So they.
My whole freezer full.
Yeah, good for you.
Ribeye, sirloin,
ground beef. Good. All right. Thanks. We got that finished. Number 13: consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the yearly workers' comp renewal. For January 1st, 2026 through January 1st, 2027. Ms. Dee
Dee? This is our annual renewal, Judge.
Has anything changed on it?
What this does is we take the budget, put the numbers down, and we send it off to them. Our numbers change, so it changes a little bit. But all this is renewing our workers' comp.
There's basically no changes to it, would I?
No, it's just the same thing over and over again. Our numbers change in our budget, so that part changes, but it's the same.
Okay.
So we're going to ratify what was signed on September 26th?
So every year we have to get the judge to sign it ahead of time, and the reason being is because their due date is September the 30th,
and
we usually don't finish
year,
our budget till then. So then we got to wait for the numbers to come in and then rush and put it in. And we have to have it signed and sent to them before we bring it to court. So every year, it's always a little late to bring to the court. So we do have the judge go ahead and sign it because there is no change.
I went out on the proverbial limb.
Yeah. Just because their due date and where our budget runs, it just kind of...
I know. It's a fiscal year is what it is.
Yeah.
So no changes, basically?
No changes.
So
just
I
renew.
Make a motion to renew the workers' comp?
Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous.
Hey, y'all, all y'all that worked on that policy for the retirees, thank y'all, the medical and all that. Thank y'all, guys. Marks, all y'all. Thank y'all. I know we got some employees that are really going to appreciate it. As long as we can fund it.
Okay. 14, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve necessary actions regarding matters pertaining to the park.
Now we don't make it.
Last court, we had talked about looking at the the drawings for the restroom and trying to pare it down a little bit to be able to afford it. So Commissioner Natuno and Mark Wood got together while I was out for surgery and stuff, and they came up with a list of things that we could do that we wanted to bring in front of y'all for y'all to decide, yes, we want to do this to try to lower the cost. So y'all received an email. I don't know if y'all read it or not, but you all received it.
I didn't read it.
Sorry, Mark.
What are we talking about?
The bathroom at the park.
Okay.
So
we come up with governments? What did we come up with?
Well, I did have a conversation with the contractor we were kind of looking at this thing with. We came up with a whole list of stuff here, Mark and I did, and just for considerations. The single biggest issue, I think, really running the cost out of line is this sanitary line. Running the bathroom, there's no manhole from the city anywhere near there that's actually down there by the
Head Start.
Yeah, Head Start place.
Well, that's adjacent property.
Yeah, but if you're running, you have to run the sewer line down the TxDOT road over there, and it's an excavation, and it's probably as much as 6 feet deep.
You got a forced main, everything else.
It's a mess. If I had to throw out a number, I'd say it's a $50,000 item all by itself. Now, there's probably a political answer to this. You could, if we could get the city to run a new manhole up closer to the park, that would substantially reduce the cost of this. But we're going to have to get with the city somehow and see if we can work something out with them. But that's the single biggest item.
$50,000 to run 300 or 400 feet of sewer line?
Yeah.
We ran into this with...
How much a water tap cost?
At the Little League, and we came up with a much better solution.
Are you bondable?
But it was a forced...
Well, that was our option.
Yeah.
You can put a forced main in there.
You could, or you could put a septic system that the city would allow it. You could do that for about $10,000.
A forced main means you're going to have a grinder pump in there. Grind it and then force it. So.
Yeah. We're talking about a bathroom. We ain't talking about showers, or we ain't talking about washers and dryers.
We're talking about commodes and basically just commodes.
Toys, toilet paper.
Have we checked the gravity line?
It will. This is a gravity line. Elevation is there. There is flow.
It's designed to flow right down into the...
Luckily, the park is on somewhat of a hill. So
why don't we just put an aerobic system in?
That's one of
his options.
But we're
brilliant.
Where's it going to spray?
On the kids while they're walking around. You want a water park?
I just took the chlorine.
I have a little bit of knowledge on this. On one of my rent houses, we have an aerobic system, and they have a leach line underground,
yeah.
So it does not spray.
Yeah.
That is an option, the leach line underground.
Yeah, put a traditional system. You don't have to be
on that. And you can do it on that
spray is on a pressure line. All you got to do is run it out for the outside. You know, we got
options.
How much acreage is on the outside of the fence between the fence and Head Start that we own?
I don't know.
Quite a bit.
No.
Yeah. They only take up 2 acres. The park takes up about 2. It's an 11-acre tract.
I just didn't know what the difference was between the two. I know we talked about fencing. We didn't fence to the Head Start property, so there is some acreage between the fence of the park and the Head Start land. But that kind of alleviates ever doing anything to that property.
Yes, it does. And if you want to ever expand it to that other building that you've got over there.
Which we did.
Well, if you do the leach fields up underneath, the only thing that you can't do is drive on it, but you can put, you know,
and the best way to go
switch sets or whatever you just can't drive.
I agree.
And y'all talk to the mayor on that.
Yeah.
He's willing to do what he needs to do. He's pretty generous on time.
No, I don't think he's willing to do at this point. I'm not speaking for him, but he didn't offer any help. He just said, y'all got to get somebody to run it over there. Put your manhole in there and run it
over there. Well, that we could do it in-house on that part of it.
Right? Is that not what he said?
That's where we are right now, unless you know somebody else that could talk to him.
We have equipment and we have operators. I mean, it's what we did with the Little League. I mean,
digging in that street, I don't know what's in that road.
The city owned everything where we dug, though. That was a little different. We're not talking about TxDOT.
Just coming down our property and going down in.
Is it a way we could run down the side of that fence? I could just skip out and then run down the side and run right inside the property?
I really don't know if the city will allow you to do that, but I mean, that is a distinct thing. Run it on your own property, and what do they care what you do?
Let's just table it right now.
There's a whole not table yet. That's just the first part. He's got a whole list, so let's not table yet.
We can table the sewage. Do you want to talk to him?
I'll talk to him and get a plan. Here's the best we can do.
All right. How about that?
Be glad to work with you, man. Well, the other things, you know, some of the things that I said, you got a hot water system in there. Why?
Yeah.
I mean, take out the hot water system, and then you don't have any freeze issues. Wash your hands with cold water, but, you know, it is
you
a
do that in the courthouse in some of the bathrooms.
Yes, you do. But, I mean, that's going to save some in your fixtures. It'll certainly save a lot in your plumbing. And you got something there. One of the other key issues that I thought of is, why have a ceiling in this thing?
Yeah.
You take out that ceiling
like this,
and you go just like we've done here and put in spray foam to insulate it in there in a single exhaust fan instead of multiple exhaust fans and ductwork.
Why don't they have, you know, the fairgrounds has got a fairly basically simple restroom. Why wouldn't it be something like that?
That's what I had in mind, but.
That's kind of me. Why wouldn't you?
I'm
going to tell you why. It's the Taj Mahal because it was a grant. And the engineers and architects, they wanted to fluff it up so the more you spend, the more they get. So this original plans was from a grant.
I know.
And we're using those plans, and now we're trying to take stuff out of them to normalize it.
And we paid for the plan. It ain't like we're stealing somebody's plans.
We
plagiarize.
We want to over there, man.
But we got a set of blueprints, and we're trying to utilize what we got.
Yeah, we don't want to have to go out
and take out all that extra.
So we're using the ones we have.
To build that thing that they built right here, Cut?
No, we have blueprints that came.
I know what you're talking about. I know you. But to build a restroom, like right over here, it's at this thing, fairgrounds. You got to have a set of blueprints to build that?
Anything you build,
anything you got.
Oh, y'all got a city. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's another constraint you got.
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay. I don't know.
Although Cold Spring has not adopted any building codes.
I'm not sure the city requires you if you want to go out there with a spring line and drive stakes. I mean, it helps the contractor to kind of know what he's doing.
That's the only thing I didn't.
We're just using the floor plan. We're going to cut down a lot of the
fluff
stuff we don't need.
I mean, there's some stuff, you know. Looking at the things in the bathroom, eliminate the mirrors. We've done that. We did that over here at the Innovation Center. Little stuff like that.
There's one thing in there that I don't like, and I'm just talking about the.
The partitions in the bathroom.
The privacy partitions, the privacy screens. it said take those out. But I honestly, for safety reasons, for children or whatever, I think we should keep those in.
Again, we got a committee. I know some of us are here on this committee. That's where we need to solve
the committee
that
is already right here. But regardless, it still has to go through court, so I'm doing it right now.
We can be here half the day with everybody out here, but I'm saying certainly we take this right now, we can get with the committee.
What I've got here is a three-page document, guys.
Yeah. They've already spent a lot of work. Well, I want to do it all over again. I'd like to listen to what they got and then let's see if we can't make some decisions. How much thought does it take to decide whether we want to have partitions between the potties or not? I mean,
again, I'd like to go ahead and take it, we can talk about it outside of here, at least hammer it out a little bit more. And
I'm doing it for transparency for everybody to know what we're doing.
Eliminate the gutters and the downspouts. That's probably a no-brainer. The other thing that they've got is an independent water fountain away from this building along one of the pads, and you're running distribution piping to it, you've got a separate slab for it. Eliminate all of that. Put your water fountain on the side of the bathroom.
There you go. Good idea.
And then you got
same plumbing.
It's not like it's a 2-mile circle, you know. And
well,
you
why run an extra 150 feet of piping if you don't have to?
Yeah, that's right.
And
it's
we wanted the water fountain on the outside anyway, so we could have the fill-up bottle for anybody that's there, they can fill up their own water.
Sounds like that's a no-brainer. You would, again, if you eliminate the hot water, you're eliminating a hot water heater, you're eliminating a lot of exposed piping. I'm saying instead of copper piping, let's run PEX through the whole thing.
I love PEX.
And plus,
that's
actually
a good
is better
idea.
In freezing temperatures anyway. You can eliminate, if we take out the ceiling, you're eliminating a bunch of ductwork and grillage. You're eliminating one fan. Some other considerations, Mark and I talked about going to standard construction instead of concrete masonry units. I don't think either one of us would really recommend that because the maintenance would probably kill you.
So that's
like putting 2x4s and siding versus blocks.
Yeah, right? Center blocks.
So we think center blocks is the only way to go.
Yeah, well,
that's what they have at the fairgrounds, isn't it, Donnie?
Yeah, you can wash them. Take a pressure washer.
Yeah.
It's not indestructible, but it's almost indestructible.
It's almost indestructible. Along those lines, I mean, the last park that I built down there off of 1960, there in Meyer Park, they didn't even have doors on their restrooms. Because they had, you know, screens that came in like that, and just eliminate the doors. Those are metal doors, and they are expensive. Take them out. Why do you need them?
And just put like a set of burglar bars that you
wouldn't
lock
put
them
anything,
in.
Or you could put burglar bars.
Well, we're just thinking about the transit people that may try to camp out at night when it's closed.
Okay. I agree.
We had two of them living down there. The
football field's got that away. They've got a bar across there. You just lock it up when you're done with it.
Yeah, and also helps on your ventilation because that serves as a port to bring in all your air.
Yeah, a lot of bathrooms at parks don't have doors.
Yeah.
You can spend $700 or $800 for one door.
Yeah.
Let's see, the other thing that I picked up pretty quick, again on plumbing, this guy has a 1-inch water line, which and a 1-inch water meter.
Are there going to be a bidet inside?
That's a commercial. Yeah. That's about $4,000.
Blow you off the toilet.
The meter's about $4,000.
$3,500 when I priced it
yes.
here at the Innovation Center. Go to listen, common residential 3/4
hey,
inch.
The reason behind the 1-inch meter was water park. At some point,
I wanted to the
no, he's talking about putting one in there. That's what you know, put a meter in there.
All
about 35.
This restroom is less than 3/4 inch.
Yeah.
And if you got something else in plan, okay, then maybe we need.
No, no, I'm just saying that's what he was saying about the other system.
So
if we go to 3/4, it won't cost normal.
Right.
The water tap.
That's exactly right.
But Commissioner, when we do this, we want to keep in mind what our future plans are so we don't have to undo and redo. So the future...
But I think we already have a commercial tap there, don't we, Fritz? For y'all's water park, y'all's design?
Yeah, I don't know what they actually put in, though. I mean, I
don't know either.
It's not hard to run a demand calculation real quick and see if 3/4 inch.
I don't know. I don't even know. I wouldn't have no clue. I would have no clue.
Technical problems I can handle.
I guess we take out track or we can find it. What they had.
Yeah.
Start digging. You'll find what they got.
We need to look at that water meter because it's expensive. Well, and there's
it
no
sound like most of all the things you've put, that you've mentioned sound, I guess, sound good to me. I guess the rest of y'all are.
I'm okay with it, except for the partition for the toilets. I'm okay with the rest of it.
So there was a proposal, in other words.
So we think they all should be cinder block partitions, right?
No, just the ones that you find when you go to a public restroom in Walmart. You got the partitions that are.
Oh, yeah, the box. Like that. Like here.
Yeah.
Like in here. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay. How many commodes are we talking about? Two?
Two. So it's really one partition to separate.
And there's only probably one urinal in the.
Well, we.
One urinal.
One thing that we did say was to take the urinal out.
Because I put those privacy screens like that.
Kids probably not going to be using it.
Yeah. Kids can't reach it anyway.
Probably not going to be using the urinal.
But the only bad thing about them petitions is they really get tore up pretty easy.
Okay.
So you might want to think about not using them petitions.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're real flimsy.
But can we still use something for the privacy?
Yeah,
whatever
you use
y'all
a cinder block.
That's fine.
That's what. And they're easy to wash.
Okay.
They're easy to clean.
Yeah.
Put drains in the floor.
Yeah.
Build it smart. Put drains in the floor.
Okay.
Where you can take water hose or a pressure washer.
These are nice.
That runs into our sewer system or what sewer system we use.
Yeah.
Let's think about that.
I agree. I just want to make sure there's something there for the privacy part of it.
Sure.
What are you just talking about? I don't know how it's shaped, but just one. Yeah, that's a lot. They ain't gonna tear up no cinder blocks.
No.
Not very easy.
No.
I mean, if you had to, you could hang like a little screen curtains. That's what they have
for. You know, the invaders want to stand in there when it's cold either. They don't like that.
Yeah.
When it gets cold at night, they don't want to stay in there because they ain't gonna have no. Nothing on the. You know, it's gonna be probably a vent system.
Even if it's hot, they ain't gonna want to stay in there because there's mosquitoes in there.
Well, but, okay, if you put a lock on something like that, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. At 8 o'clock at night, when Sarah decides she gets off work and she wants to go walk around the park, are you going to go and lock it?
That is a thought.
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. A lot of people work different hours.
You're right.
They get off work at 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And maybe they won't go walk around the track and they might need to go to the restroom, so. I don't know about locking it. I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, they got photoelectric switches in there to operate the lights and the fans and things. Eliminate that and go to a time clock, you know, anything to kind of reduce that a little bit. The two items that I did know this is probably going to cost a little more is to install a 200-amp residential breaker box in there.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of what they're showing, because you're going to have area lighting.
That's a no-brainer there.
Care of. I think you ought to go to that. And the other thing that we got to put now, because of the fire code, which was not in effect at the time this was built, is we got to put emergency exit lights in there.
Yeah.
There ain't but one door.
Two doors.
One for the female, one for the male.
It's not an other bathroom.
Unisex bathroom.
But he mentioned a battery.
You want an other bathroom? Just
no,
one?
No.
Okay.
I done stood up for that when they tried to do it at the tax office.
So you
can't go in that bathroom, Hoss. You just cannot.
So
mine either. Nasty.
And you're better off doing spending that money now than you would be later. Other than that, gentlemen.
Well, that's a good idea, especially the sewer. Some good ideas what we're going to do about that. That's it.
Well, this gravity, 300-foot of gravity lines is a booger. And if we could get maybe a little political answer on that,
I think Luke said he got that.
If you want me to go with you, I'll go with you.
City sewer and water.
Water's a different deal.
But water's
a little easier. But
I'm pretty sure we got water.
I think we have water at the new building already. There's a water hose out there. If it's not, we're borrowing water from somebody.
There's water at the new building over there at the impound facility?
Not yet. They had asked that when we do this, if we could go ahead and bring water up to there because you wanted to use it for.
We need to be a bigger line.
Who would ask?
Hey, we need to be a big line, man.
Well,
you're going to supply both of them.
I can size the line if we just know what our demand is.
It's probably it's run there, it's just not used. It's, you know, we have
that means we have a meter if it's run there.
It's got to.
So
it's we got a tap. We can.
It is. I think it is a hose bib in the meter box.
Okay.
So it is water. I'm pretty sure because I've seen a water hose out there.
Is there sewer over there too?
No.
No.
And that's another thing. If you don't have sewer to that building, that's a problem. Because the thing is downhill from the park. That means I got to put a lift station in there and power or force that. Which you can do. You know, it's just money.
We got 2 or 3 acres behind it. We got an acre or two behind on the south side and on the east side of that building. There's room to put
a septic system
or an aerobic system if we ever come to need it. Right now, ain't nobody office there.
Now, why y'all talking about this?
I think the county would issue us a permit. That wouldn't be a problem. It would be the city.
Yeah.
Right. If the city would allow a septic system in there, that's going to be the cheapest thing.
The city, they don't tell us whether we can, the permitting department, that's, I don't even think that's in the city, first of all.
If they're spending money on a sewer system throughout the common areas, there may be an ordinance.
If you have enough room to put your own stuff in there, you do not have to join the city sewer.
Well, then that's the thing to do.
Well, Mr. Sweeney said he was going to talk to him, see if there's some help there.
That's the thing to do.
So do we want
to move forward with maybe like getting a slab, getting a contractor, and putting a slab in?
Why don't we either resolve this septic thing first or see if they're going to help us with that? Because that's your big cost. Slab and all that is cheap.
Well, I think we're going to try to break it up in segments to where we're going to.
That's a good idea. Just like we did the other build.
Do the block, have somebody put the roof on it, and then go from there. Each step
works for me.
Is that a motion to do that?
To go ahead and advertise for bids for the slab, or get a contractor to pour the slab?
They don't know until.
Well, if it's going to be less than 50, why do you need to put it up?
Well, we still don't want to. Our limit's
raised to 100. Okay. Even better. Judge, what do you want to do? I like the idea. I thought that's what we were going
to
do at piecemeal. I'm not saying just start with the slab. If we get some prices from 2 or 3 different ones, that's fine. But it's not that big of a deal. But.
So make a motion to put in the slab
and approve the changes that he mentioned, because he's going to have to go back and work up some cost estimates.
The ideal thing is probably go through these independent details with the committee instead of wasting the time of the entire court. But I think I got a pretty good feel for where the court feels.
You just went through them all.
Exactly.
Is there anything that he said that he wanted to pare down that is giving anybody heartburn?
The only thing is the privacy walls.
Well, but other I follow Mr. Mars's recommendation that we put
cinder block walls
in there. They can't tear them up. And
I agree.
The only
other thing I think I didn't mention is pretty fundamental is where the restroom is located now on plan, move it closer to the street and reduce the amount of distribution piping you got put to it.
And there was
really closer to the street.
There was some
Slate Street.
There was some thought about twisting the building around where the 90
degrees.
We're not facing due north.
And I don't think anybody would have a heart attack with that.
In other words,
right now they're showing the doors facing north. You rotate it 90 degrees, and that keeps that north wind down.
That's fine with me. I mean, whoever's out there pointing and showing. I don't care which way the door.
So I made a motion to go ahead with the slab and the changes that Mark Wood, our county engineer, has made to save money on the design.
I have a motion by Commissioner Dominic. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a second by Commissioner Natuno.
Move forward with the slab.
Okay. whether you run it to a sewer system or the city sewer, it's the same. You still got to put a pipe down there for each load.
I know, since we did.
And you can tap in and go whichever direction you want to be. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Thanks for all your hard work on that.
Mr. Butler. Sam Butler, do you have any idea what y'all's pavilion cost y'all in the bathroom? Well, the bathrooms are separate, right? Pretty nice set of bathrooms out there.
Yeah, the bathroom is separate.
You don't remember?
I have to look it up.
I'm sorry.
That we built that concession center there at the field in Shepherd. That was $365,000. But they had a kitchen, they had a storage room, and they had a covered patio. So that might give you a feel that's $250,000, something like that. Deanna and I have gotten some slightly different answers from the contractor and what the total cost of this thing would be, so I need to get involved with him and figure out what the hell he's trying to tell us.
Okay.
So, but what I'm hearing here, we're going to go in sections and build this thing in chunks anyway, so it may not matter.
Okay.
Item number 15, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve request to modify one of our two full-time spots for animal shelter for two part-time spots. So look, this is the 15th. We're not even a month into the program, and you want to change the budget on what we just did? Why would we want to do that?
Well, the budget number stays the same. I just want to split the two, one position into two for part-time, and this way we can, it's easier to facilitate employees, you know, hiring employees to work the animal control.
And that would be no benefits if
you're happening. Trying to save the benefits, right? That was your whole goal.
If I save the benefits, okay, I can take that funding and actually use it to help, as time goes on, increase, you know, from 15, you know, we could give them a raise if they, you know, if they do a great job.
They ain't even started yet. I can't vote for no raise and they ain't started.
We're not voting for a raise. We're keeping the budget the same. Nothing changes. The money number stays the same.
I just can't support that. I mean, I think you need to hire somebody and see how it works. That's my opinion on it. There's five of us up here.
They've already hired somebody. They've already hired somebody.
Well, they need to hire two somebody.
All I'm trying to do is just increase it to where I have a little more flexibility because I'm having to change to cover the hours of operation. You know, I want to make it where I can have one person come in early, one person stay late, the person running it, the full-time person running all day long.
And that makes sense.
So you want to take one of your full-time salaries and use it to hire part-time people.
Correct.
Judge, if I could kind of put this in y'all's language, if you don't mind. When you have one position for a place that runs 24/7, you have to feed dogs on weekends, you have to do this. One position doing in open hours is not enough to stretch it for the full week. So what he is trying to do is take it to where you have people there on the weekends and during the week. You can't do that with one person. It's easier to split it up and do it both. I think that's where he's
going. I get it, but I thought you do still have volunteers. We're going to utilize volunteers.
It's a growing, living project working at.
So like a full-time person being there all day long, not just in the morning when they're walking, feeding, and tending and stuff. They're just sitting there running the clock for the middle of the day. Plus your
gotcha,
benefits.
Gotcha.
I'll make a motion that we go from one to give them the two part-times. And we'll try it that way.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney. Second by Commissioner Dominey.
Aren't you speaking? I got a look.
Yeah, if y'all...
No, I'm here.
You want to manage it that way? Y'all are in charge of it. manage away. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes 4-1.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Next, item 16, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the donation of $450 to the Sheriff's Office for community outreach.
What's that about?
This donation is from Law Enforcement Partners of Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah. We did it last year.
Chief, you're a hustler. You're always getting all these donations. I know, I'm fine.
Is that a motion?
I'll make a motion.
It says 450. The letter says 250. The check says 450, so 450 it is.
That is correct.
Mine says 450.
I make a motion.
The letter says 250.
Oh, okay, I just said what it said, 450.
I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey.
I second it. I'm sorry.
Second by Commissioner Mars.
Mark, got a question.
Any questions?
The cap is going in.
What account? What account is going in?
Precinct 2. Well, y'all asked.
I don't know where it goes.
Didn't they?
They did.
I just know it goes to the Sheriff's Office.
I'll be fair.
$12,300,490. That's the count. So how'd
this come up? Thank you, Commissioner.
Why did somebody in Bowling Green, Kentucky, we got business with them? Or
it's the thing y'all approved earlier for us to have the calendars. Well, we signed up for the calendars, which y'all approved.
Yeah.
And that was our money on the back side of our calendars. See, if you read it at the bottom where you see the 250, you also see you were signed up to do the calendar project. That was a calendar project.
Not the calendar like the fire.
Any other comments? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. Unanimous. 5-0. Number 17. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve necessary actions for purchases under Operation Lone Star.
Anything, Mr. Jolly, on Lone Star?
I did see where we get some revenue.
Yes.
Right?
397 or something like that?
Ooh, yes.
Thank y'all.
We got number 500.
Good. Well, it's $1 million point, too, right?
Yeah, but
we didn't spend all that.
Yeah.
No,
but we've
done.
Just
right.
About everything
we
spent for that. We still have a couple of items.
Okay, it was up to $1.2 million, and we whatever we've spent, we just about got it, finally got reimbursed.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I'm in a meeting.
On the first round. This is the second round.
Yes.
Hey, I'm in a meeting. Let me call you when I get out of here.
I don't know. You might talk next time you talk to the governor. You might see if the balance of that $1 million point two could be rolled over. But
I will be talking to him next month. I'll address that.
Well, it's a thing. They're gonna probably have a lot of them that probably didn't reach it. I don't know. Maybe not.
I bet y'all reach it this second time.
Well, the second one is only for salary, so it's gonna be just salary. So we're.
What?
We didn't get no equipment, no nothing.
A small amount of operating expense.
Right. You got anything on Lone Star?
Other than we're working and blowing and going, and I'm having an MOU with y'all for next Commissioner's Court to work together with Trinity County and Liberty County, and hopefully we'll get one with Montgomery County with all the interactions, because all of them are part of the same grant. So that way, when we stop the car, even if they call us and tell us it's coming, we do a group stop. So we separate, instead we recover $200,000. That way the property insurance is divided equally like it's supposed to be.
Now remember, that's still Precinct 2.
Yes.
Anything is 59 is Precinct 2.
Yes.
That's where the seizure money goes.
Here you go.
All right. Item number 18, consideration, discussion, possible vote for approve any necessary actions on GLO method of distribution grant projects. Anything going on with that?
We got a meeting.
22nd?
22nd.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Ray, why was you late today? Somebody said you had a job.
I lied on you, Ray.
You lied.
I lied on you, big time.
This is like $14 million. You guys that's been on the court almost 20 years like me, remember.
53 or something, wasn't it?
But $14 million in. Maybe we're just not to that stage yet, but remember when the grant writers would show up and give us an update every time we call a meeting?
It's time. It's time.
I think we're just about through on environmental, I believe, on all the projects I remember from the last little.
Yeah, y'all had a meeting last week, and you and Carolyn, I think Luke was on it, right?
Yeah, on the Scott.
Skype meeting with them?
Yeah.
And they told us that they were set several roads that they were through with the surveys and the environmental loan.
Yeah. Now,
and that's one thing, y'all. I don't know if y'all knew on that end. I know that I'm going to vote. I don't give a dang if there's any kind of changes. I'm not voting for one change.
Because
this has been five years, me and this man right here have been waiting on this.
I know, I'm getting a lot of
I know one of the projects on Rocky Creek is going to require acquiring some more right-of-way, and I think they're ready to go on that. If not,
I just don't want to interfere with anything.
No, I hear you.
Because you're really going to hurt Mark and me. We promised this for 5 years. We have promised these people this for over 5 years.
I did drive to Debbie Bottom the other night.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's not bad.
I drove down it.
Yeah, because we spent a whole week patching.
I drove down it. You know, you don't realize, though, Crystal.
Where you come from?
No. 15 years ago, it was really bad. Debbie Bottom was.
Yeah, because there is a stretch that they had.
You know, 15 years ago,
after
gone.
Yeah,
Ike. Rita,
was it Ike, wasn't it?
Well, it's a man drowned out there.
Maybe it was Ike.
Remember when he drowned?
I know when. Yeah.
Yeah. Drowned off Rich Arthur also.
Off where?
Rich Arthur.
No.
Mr. Street drowned on Butch Arthur.
Yeah.
This is not going to fix it.
What? That was in Harvard.
You won't fix it.
What?
That was a baby. Woman walking through that flood water with a baby in her arm.
Oh, absolutely. Garbage trucks are the worst thing on a county road there is. Garbage truck. Because they all stop in one spot.
Garbage truck, Amazon.
Listen, if we don't have nothing there, we do have one item that we need to go into executive session on. Discussion item,
sorry,
executive session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551-071-072-0725-074-076 to discuss pending or contemplated litigation, deliberation regarding real property, deliberation regarding contract negotiations, personnel, and security devices.
Remember?
Judge, prior to us adjourning, can I just call the court's attention about this event that's happening on the lake on Saturday morning briefly?
When?
The Colt Chamber is putting on an event on the lake at the On the Lake RV and Cabin Resort to pick up trash. I have a flyer here if anybody's interested. It's a worthwhile effort to do what seems always need to be done, and that is to help keep the lake clean. If anybody's interested, I have a flyer here, and I think you get a shirt and a bunch of other stuff. So. A lot of good sponsors.
That's this weekend, huh?
It is. Yes, sir. I'm gonna do double duty at this and at the car show for my church and for another worthwhile cause in my mind. So
okay.
But I have flyers here if anybody's interested to see one.
so see how it's.
We'd love for y'all to come out.
Good job helping out on the guns and hoses.
Yes, sir. The guns and hoses was a resounding success.
Yep.
I think all the firefighters thought that it was rigged, but it went very well. So, Luke, if you could do me a favor and just pass these down the line, if you could get these out to your people, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you, Judge, for the
honor. 10:47.
It's 10:47. We'll adjourn, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to discuss some items with our district attorney's office.
Yes, sir.
See, it's 11:02.
All right, item number 19, it's 11:02. We have adjourned regular session, executive session, and reconvened in regular session. We discussed with some items with our district attorney's office, legal matters, and one of them was the legality of waiving the fee for a benefit for an officer and that was killed in service to rent this building, which is a real estate type issue. So that's out. So we're going to come back in, adjourn executive, reconvene in regular session for consideration, discussion, possible vote on items discussed in executive session, specifically waiving the fee for the benefit that's proposed for October 25th.
Judge, I'll make the motion to waive the fees for the fundraiser on the 25th for the fallen DPS officer. The only thing that the family will have to provide will be insurance and then the deductible for the cleaning. And DP told me that they have never had to hold the cleaning fee.
Why can't we just waive the deductible on the cleaning?
I don't know why. I mean,
I'm good with it if y'all are.
I don't think a room full of DPS officers are going to trash the building. And I'd be willing up here to come up here and push a broom if that's what it took.
All right.
Or tell DP and them to clean it up. It's kind of like cleaning up after ourselves.
All right. We'll waive the rental fees and the $250 deposit on the cleaning of the building, and the only thing I have to do is provide the insurance.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Domney to waive the fee and waive the deposit. They just have to put up insurance for the benefit for Trooper Jerry Adamic on October 25th here in the building. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 4-0. Commissioner Mars had to leave. Waive fee and deposit. October 25th.
No budget amendment.
Benefit. Item number 6, consider approval of claims.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, second by Commissioner Domini. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous, 4-0. We don't have any budget amendments 2 weeks into the year, do we?
No, sir.
Any revenue certifications? All right. Well, then I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. You judge the bylaws.
All right. Thank you very much.